Hi, I'm Tom Coffin, CEO and president and co-founder of Simply Reliable Incorporated. Welcome to the Smartpreneur Podcast. What's a smartpreneur, you might ask? Well, a smartpreneur, in our opinion, is someone that focuses on working on their business, not just in their business. And our Smartpreneur Podcasts are designed to bring you some relevant information each week about your business and different parts of that business. It could be marketing, it could be workflow, it could be labor, it could be business operations, many things that we'll talk about each week on the podcast. You can also check out our Smartpreneur blog at simplyreliable.com. And of course, our Smartpreneur podcast is brought to you by Simply Reliable, makers of Smart Office and Design Machine, the complete end-to-end solution for business process for systems integrators. So thanks for joining us today, and I hope you enjoy the show. This week on the Smartpreneur Podcast, we welcome Marilyn Sanford. Marilyn is a serial entrepreneur. She founded SmartFX. She founded LinkEdge. She's owned, grown, and sold with Scala, Connected Spaces, and Pacific Tech. And she's a CEDIA fellow. Please welcome Marilyn Sanford. Well, hi, Marilyn. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks, Tom. How about you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for being with us. Yeah. Smartpreneurs, we have a great opportunity today. Marilyn has a blog that she's written recently called Dynamic Feedback Loops. And we're going to dig in a little bit deeper and find out more about them and how they might affect you. So, you know, communications are really important in every facet of running your business, right? And your blog really reinforces that. So maybe we should start with an explanation of what is a feedback loop.
Yeah, you bet, Tom. And I think the key here is that we are all running hard. This is a real detailed industry and business. And you think to yourself, I don't have time for this stuff. And what feedback loops do is they integrate communication into that dynamic, into that rush, that push, that the frenzy, the stress that's associated with trying to manage multiple projects and lots of people. So keep that in mind while we go through this, that if you work at integrating feedback loops into your processes, into your business, it will it'll quieten things down quite a bit and help with the chaos, help minimize the chaos. So really what they are dynamic exchanges. You know, what did we say we were doing? How are we doing with that now? What did we do? Where are our bottlenecks? Where are the things that are stopping us? It gives the team an opportunity to exchange those bits of information while they're working. And in an analogy, it's like handing that baton as we're moving fast between teams. And the vehicle we're using is the feedbacks. So it is an exchange within the team of information, and it has to be integrated into the business processes to be effective. So mm-hmm. often we take on something new, but the old energy the rhythm of how we've always done things interferes with making that change. And so it's important that there's a commitment to it. It's predictable, it's timely, and we're updating as we move. I think I can't emphasize that enough.
So can you give me an example of maybe a process that would cover that, like from start to end?
You bet. Daily stand-up meetings are probably the best example I can think of. So you know, you're in the morning, you get stuff organized, you've figured out what you know, your to-dos are for the day, et cetera. You meet with the team and you exchange. How did it go yesterday? Where are bottlenecks? What's the problem? So you want that daily check-in and that daily stand-up meeting. If you sit down, it'll go long. Keep vertical. Totally. You want to make time for feedback within that. So it's the handoffs between teams, incoming team, outgoing team. It's the touching bases with other team members that might help clarify a problem that you have, whether you discovered or you encountered when you were on the job site. It's the update of deficiencies and issues. So if I end up on a job site and I don't have a part, I want to make sure I've communicated that in a really timely manner so that's ordered fast, and or if it's in stock, it's ready for me. All part of feedback loops, updating information, updating tasks. And I think one of the problems is that we'll do this on the fly while we're moving, stand up but stand still, and things don't get recorded, or they're not given the priority they need to be given. And so I might think I've told you something. I might think that I've let the team know. But if we don't enshrine the feedback loops into clear processes so that there is accountability and handoff, we can miss a lot of that.
That makes sense. You know, as you mentioned earlier, you know, our smartpreneurs are running faster and harder than ever, and they're very, very busy, but this is really, really important. So are there ways to make it easy to put it into your process rather than, oh boy, here's just another project I've got to track, you know, throughout my day, so to speak.
Yeah. One of the things we did is we made it essential that at the end of the day, the team would actually check off what they did and make sure that they identified any additional issues. And we could actually send that to the team member that it was necessary to get that action and that change. So that's part of the feedback loop as well, that daily ritual. So I come in the morning, I learn, I've got my paperwork, I take a look at it, I make sure I know what's going on. And when I come back at the end of the day, even from home, I make sure that I've noted, you know, even my hours, what I did, where the deficiencies are, updating what we did as a team and really identifying those bottlenecks, all part of the feedback loop. So it is a handover. What you'll find, and you're right, time is limited in our industry. We're all moving fast. But the fires, the things that really stop our day, often come from poor communication, the unexpected things. And so you're not going to eliminate them, but you can reduce them by having effective feedback loops within the company. I think it's important to have preset times and rituals. Because that helps people to create a habit of communication. And there are tools out there. One of them you use that I loved when I did my startup and could have used in my business. Trello is an awesome tool. It allows you or any business to keep track of the deficiencies, to identify any items that are required for us to achieve or complete those deficiencies. And it's available for team. It's a virtual team handoff. Really good tool. The other one that I loved was the Agile technology, that Agile meeting, which is every Monday morning we do meet. We do make that commitment of time to talk about what do we want to achieve this week? What are our bottlenecks? How can we help each other to make sure we accomplish that? And part of the Agile technology, which I loved, was to actually look at what were my expectations. What did I think I could accomplish in that period of time? And then we would rate that. We would give it a rating that said, this is the complexity of this is minimal. It's not a high complex undertaking. We can do this in a week. And if there was any question in that rating about whether you could achieve that in the week, because we can dupe ourselves so easily about thinking, hey, you know, we can make this happen. If there is any issues with that, then we parse that out. We look at saying, okay, we can do this week, and we're going to have to defer to next week that the other piece of that. And we will all over expect. We will all assume we can accomplish a lot more because we forget about the interruptions and the things that didn't go right in that process.
Yeah, without a doubt, you know, when you look at a task like that and you say, well, you know, in the software world, I want to create this feature, but it's going to take, you know, 3 weeks or 4 weeks to get this feature done. So breaking it down into those one week increments to know that you're moving forward, you know, very, very important. And in the systems integration world, it's very similar to that. You know, we break things down into phases, right? But inside of that phase, there's a whole bunch of tasks that need to happen during that. So this whole concept of agile and Kanban and thinking through that process makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think too, we can make excuses. And we have this sort of rhythm going on in our head sometimes. Well, that's good enough. I'm busy, I'm moving fast, it's good enough. And what I really stress and emphasize here is that that is the first sign, that good enough comment, that you're leaving stuff on the table.
Yep.
So you can make a commitment to changes that will help you, or you can carry on with the pain that's associated with good enough and not really paying attention.
So true. Very, very true. Well, thank you, Marilyn. That was terrific. Smartpreneurs, I hope you enjoyed our time with Marilyn talking about dynamic feedback loops this week. I know I got a lot out of it. And join us next week for another new Smartpreneur podcast. You can always check out the podcasts wherever you normally listen to podcasts. You can also read up on the blogs by going over to simplyreliable.com, clicking on resources, and there you'll see all of our podcasts and all of our Smartpreneur blogs. So until next week, have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.